Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
And welcome to the Mother and Daughter Roundtable here on Talk Talk Radio. I apologize. So busy waiting to get on. Almost missed my time. Good morning, good morning, good morning. So let's see here where we are. This morning we have Cynthia Oliver going to be hosting this morning. Deborah, and I think they have a guest as well. So let me just set the on.
Good morning. I am on. How are you?
I am great. And good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, audience. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. So now I am turning the radio program over to you guys. Y'all have a great day. Good topic, mothers and daughters in action. I love it.
All right. Thank you so much. And thank you for bringing us on. And thank you for trusting us with your baby. We know this is your baby, and we are always honored when you allow us to take the ring. So thank you so much. And you enjoyed that vacation, Dr. B.
I am. And then you have a guest that was coming.
Yes, I do. I have a guest. If you can hear me, Tony, click one so we can bring you in. Her name is Tanya Cooney, and a.k.a. Tony.
She has not called in yet. She's not on the list.
Okay. Well, we're going to go on.
Okay.
I text her, and so hopefully if she can get in. Well, all is well. If not, all is well, because I gave her instructions to call in early.
Okay. Well, keep an eye on the thing in the guest list.
Okay.
And when I get on, I will move her in and let you know.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you? And good morning, audience. We want to just thank you for joining us. We know that you can be doing anything and everything on a Saturday morning, but thank you for taking out your busy time on a Saturday morning to spend some time with us. And today we're going to be talking about today's title is Mothers and Daughters in Action and what that all means. But before we get started, I'm going to ask Deborah to go ahead and do the prayer. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Cynthia. Heavenly Father, we come before you to say thank you for waking us up, giving us what we need today, helping us be the best version of ourselves as you call us to be before the beginning of time. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for just blessing us just to be a blessing, Lord. We ask that you will go and move any hindrance, any obstacles, anything that might try to hinder this message, this word today. We ask that you will have your way. We will surrender our will to you, Lord, and your will be done. We love you. We adore you. Thanks again, Lord, for allowing us to be on this journey serving you, Jesus. We love you. Be with Dr. B as she relaxes and gets some rest and help her rejuvenate, Lord, and give her what she needs so she can go on and see what the end going to be. We thank you. We bless you. We bless your holy name. We bless your will. We bless you, Lord, with all our heart. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Deborah. It is always awesome. when you and I come together to do this, and I just appreciate you. And audience, we just got to give it up for Deborah. Deborah graduated with her bachelor's this past a week ago, and so we are so proud of you, Deborah. You have been definitely, and you all, you speak to the title today because you are definitely a daughter in action. And so why don't you say something about that and how you feel of achieving that bachelor's degree?
I tell you, it hasn't really hit me yet. And maybe because I'm still giving them the last three classes, they let me graduate, but it's okay. We're going to let you graduate, and we trust that you going to give us the 3-year olders. And so I am so focused on trying to give them what I owe them till it ain't really sunk in yet. And I got it all around my apartment. I got the medal for the bachelor's. I got the cap. I got the tassels and the highest honor tassels, and I got all that. And I don't feel it quite as enthusiastic as I should. So I know what it is that I'm trying to focus on finish. And so, yes, it's done, but it's just a few details that I owe them. And like I say, it hadn't really sink in. And that's one of the amazing things with me is I don't always get excited up front. It's like it be delayed. It's delayed, and when it do hit me, it be like, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Like, you know, like 2 years later, you know, and I'm like, what happened?
Right.
You know, so, and it's just one of those things that that I noticed that, it, you know, when something happens, I'm not there yet, and then when I do get there, sometimes I'll be overboard. So I'm still not there, but I'm thanking God that He allowed me to be on this journey and allowed me to learn some stuff to better serve people in His kingdom. No matter what job I go to, what career I have, that every day is a day for me to do work in the ministry. And as I deal with people, and so I'm excited about that, you know.
Awesome. And you know, Deborah, that's what it's really all about. And when you look at that word in action, we're always moving to in what we believe God will have us to do. But I was sent a post someone, and it says, don't stop, new day, heads up, keep moving on, good, and do your best, dream big, smile, and you're amazing. But I want to suggest that we forfeit a lot of the words on this page when we are not moving and when we are not doing what God has purposed in our hearts and the talents that He has given us. And so the conversation today, audience, is going to come out of several verses, and I'm going to just give you the verses up front, and that way you can follow along with us as we talk about these verses. First verse is Proverbs 16:3, 2 Timothy 4:7, 1 Corinthians 10:31, Mark 10:17-27, and last but not least, Matthew 6:24. I'm sorry, there's one more, Ecclesiastes 3:13. And what all of that means when it comes to mothers and daughters in action, we're going to talk about these things and what it all means. It says, you know, we all know that hard work and dedication is always part of being successful, but the path is not always easy and it's not always clear. And so sometimes we fall back, and, you know, this is all part of it. But the Bible has some things to say, the Bible guides us and motivates us to be and to do and everything that God has purposed in our hearts to do. And sometimes it's hard to know what to do and when to do it and when to move and when not to move, because I believe that there are seasons that God allows us to sit out, but there's also instructions for us to do what it is that He's purposed in our heart to do. I don't think God has given us gifts and talents to sit on those gifts and talents, and because Scripture says that our gift is in our hand. And so what does that mean? Whatever God has purposed in us, whatever gift God has given us, we're supposed to use that gift not only to serve people, but to serve ourselves. And it's out, and that word, our gift is in our hands, goes to say whatever God has purposed in us, not only do we do it to serve the kingdom, we do it to that we get paid for what we do. And that's how we take care of ourselves, because God said, you know, a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. And so, Deborah, let me have you chime in on that little portion before I go to my next point, because I believe that we have seasons where we are, where God allows us to sit out. But what's your thought on hard work and working for a living? Let's talk about this. I ran across a statement this morning. They were talking about it on the TV show. Is the American work ethic dying? So talk to me about hard work and what it all means for you, and how do you feel about people not working?
Wow. What hard work means for me and what I feel about people not working, first of all, I understand that in any organization or company, you're going to have people that don't carry their weight. You're going to have people that don't contribute to the profit or the mission or the goal of the organization. You're going to have people that, you know, they give the bare minimum. You're going to have people that's overachievers, that go over and beyond, people that take their initiative to do things they see need to be done. And I found myself being that work one that take the initiative, because I noticed when I'm working, I am not only giving what you pay me for, but I am enjoying doing something. I'm enjoying putting my hands to use. I'm enjoying you using the gift that I was given. And so I understand the different categories of people, and sometimes I could get distracted looking at who ain't doing what. And I could even be honest and say that I could find myself making complaints and spending more time with what they ain't doing than what I need to be doing. And so for me, I try to set examples by the way I am. You don't have to be like I am, all energetic all over the place, and you know, you don't have to be, but I believe that if they don't have it, you know, at some point maybe they didn't get it, or they missed the teaching, they missed the lesson, or maybe they just don't want to get it. And so I try to revamp, you know, how can I get them to be a team player? How can I get them to contribute? How can I get them just to be motivated? And so, you know, because I'm going to school to be a supervisor, you know, to be in a management position. And so this is one of the challenges that you find in that career. And so I've been trying to find ways to get other people motivated, you know, find out what they're good at, you know, encourage them and compliment them and stop, you know, criticizing in my mind and being more of a complainer in my mind than you know. And so what I'm saying is I understand that there's going to be something that don't work for whatever reason. And so my job is to do what God has called me to do, and in the midst of doing it, maybe I can help them, you know, get on fire. In other words, get motivated. Maybe they just need a push. Maybe they just need an example. Maybe they need somebody just to believe in them, you know, or maybe they just whatever they is. And so I don't know. So I could always assume the worst and say they lazy. They don't eat. You don't work. You don't eat. You don't bring nothing to the table. You don't get nothing from the table. You know, I could assume that position, but for the most part, I'm trying to adjust my lenses on, you know, why people, you know, don't want to work when they got a
right.
job, or they have a job and they don't still don't work. And I'm dealing with a few of those individuals as we speak. And I'm learning, you know, that in management, you're going to have some. And how do you get them motivated? How do you pique their interest? How do you, you know, make it work a win-win for you and the company, for them in the company? You know, so I believe that God is calling us to be able to use the gifts that he gave us. If your feet ain't working, your hands is. If you can't hear what your mouth, you know, if you know, he say something, people say, well, I'm going to get an SSI because my back. I say, but your feet work and your hands work. Did they, SSI, you know, it's for people that have a disability. It means they don't have the ability to do. And sometimes people have the ability, but they want to be disabled so they could get what they get and be content with that. And God is saying, you got more miles on the car. The car ain't ready to go to
to the junkyard. The car ain't ready to be totaled. The car got more miles on it. You got 1,000 miles on it. You can get 150,000. There's a lot more if you push yourself. So it's all about that self-motivation and what your goals is, what your dreams are, what do you aspire to be. If that's all you aspire to be, that's between you and God, because he gave each man a purpose on this earth. And he's saying that, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, Tanya just answered. Let me tell her to sign in. Each man is supposed to be carrying their own weight. You know,
amen.
I'm fixing
amen,
the guest
amen.
Right now.
And, you know, hello?
I'm here.
Tanya? Tony, are you there?
I'm texting her now to call in because I have her number.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
Deborah, you said several things that make sense. You said several things that make sense. There are some people who have a spirit of slothfulness. There are spirits of people who's not motivated, and I think as a college professor, and I teach those the first generation those students who come in success strategies and those kind of things. One of the main reasons I find that people lack interest in or don't have motivation is that they don't have that internal motivation needed in order to push them. They need someone to jar them every day, telling them to get up and get it done and whatnot. And so one of the greatest gifts I've discovered about people is the fact that if you find that thing that they're good at and you foster that thing with regards to reminding them or you pointing those things out to that person, how great they are at what it is that they gifted at, that is a way to motivate people. And I found that to be true with a lot of college students. A lot of the college students come in, first-generation students. They're not sure where they're going to go. They're not sure what they're going to do. The very first thing I tell them is you got to find your gift. Once you discover the gift and purpose that God has purposed in you, you're going to be so busy trying to get there. You're not going to let anything or anybody stop you because you are excited about the gift that God has given you, not only to serve you, but to serve his people. Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Forgive me. I dialed the wrong number.
Well, that's quite all right. Hey, better late than never. We appreciate you coming on. Guys, let me give a proper introduction to our guest. Her name is Tanya Cooney, a.k.a. Tony. Tony sent me a bio, and it was so funny that Tony sent me a bio, but she never said what she did in the bio. And so Tony says, first and foremost, I'm a daughter of God. Then I am grateful today that I am the mother, the grandmother, sister, and family member and friend I always dreamt of being. And so when she sent me that, I sent her a text back, and I was, because Tanya has sent me artwork that she does. She is an amazing artist. And so when she didn't put that in her bio, I was like, girl, you better act like you got some sense. God has given you an amazing gift, and you leave that out? I was like, wow. So I am going to introduce you as the artist that you are, because I'm looking at your work, and you've sent me so much of it over the months and I don't know, years. And so I was like, wow. And I've met this incredible woman so many years ago. I think it was in 2012 that when I met Tony. And so I'm going to let Tony tell you a little bit about her story, tell about her story and how we met, if she would, and where she is now with this incredible gift that she has. And then we're going to go back into the segment to talk about these things with regards to having gifts and using them or not using them. All right, Ms. Tony, go ahead and give us a little backdrop on your life and how did you discover that you're this amazing artist?
I discovered I was an artist 20 years ago when I went to prison for a crime that I did. And sitting there the day before I saw a picture
that was really beautiful to me. And just having a number two pencil and a piece of paper, I started sketching this picture. And when I finished, it looked just like the picture without the color. And I was so proud of myself that that was actually how I supported myself during my time in prison. I ended up doing cards and pictures for people, for loved ones and stuff like that. And then I got out and just threw that to the wayside, you know, got back into working, trying to work and be productive, and because I never wanted to go back there again. That was, I was determined not to do that. So fortunately that worked out. But I retired. I met you in 2014 because the day I got to Jefferson Reeves was March 18, 2014. And in meeting you, you helped me get to, I understand that God put you in my life to get me to the next level. I had put the drugs down and had determined not to ever do them again, but still the behavior, still the reasoning behind me doing drugs, all that was still there. I was still carrying all that with me. And with your assistance, I learned how to put all that stuff down and stop carrying that stuff around with me anymore. And after that, started my spiritual journey with my father because I know first and foremost, it could have been nothing but him that brought me through all the madness I came through. And I'm still a loving and caring and kind person. I'm not angry or bitter or hostile towards men, which I could have been all those things. So every day, and I include you now, every day I send out whatever God puts on my heart in the morning to about 45 people. You know, and I send it individually because I know if you do the group text, then everybody gets the responses. So I don't do that. I send them out individually. But, yeah, I keep God first, and he's brought me a long way. And today I take care of my granddaughter. And I know my daughter is so proud of me because she tells me all the time that she's so grateful that I'm there to assist her. And so I started, once I retired 3 years ago, I started painting posters and sending them to all my relatives. And then eventually I started buying T-shirts and doing hand painting hats to match the T-shirts. And then I sent them out. And then I eventually moved to canvases, which I do now. And I'm working on a website. I did start it yesterday. Dr. Oliver, I did start it yesterday. I have to complete a few more things and get a few more. I have to actually take the paintings down that I have hung around my apartment so that I can set them up on this website. But
okay, awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it.
Okay, because I'm jocking her, audience. I am jocking her about this art. And you guess what? I don't even know when you sent me this artwork, but when I was going through, Tony and I have been texting for over a year now, and I had no idea where these texts was coming from, audience. And I one day I just got up the nerve because they're so sweet every day, and she tells me she loves it. I'm like, who is this? And when I finally called her just recently, I started going through all of the texts that she sent me, and I'm seeing all this artwork and all this greatness, and I'm like, my gosh, this girl is an amazing artist, and she never even just let it be known that she is this amazing artist that God has purposed in her. And so I'm jocking her, audience, because that's what I do as a psychology teacher that teaches success strategies. I find that gift, and I am definitely on it with regards to having you, because guess what? God wants us to thrive in all aspects of our lives, and he has given each and every one of us tools and talents and gifts to do just that. So why don't we use the gift God has given us to take care of us? It's easy to forget sometimes, but the Bible is there, guys, to help us and remind us that the Lord is always watching. He is what we do with the gift that he gives us. If I get, and what we do with the gift that he gives us is our gift back to him. So if you're sitting on your gift, if you don't know your gift, your job as an adult is to simply ask the Holy Spirit, because it's amazing that the Holy Spirit is the one who distributes the gift to God's people. So if you don't know your purpose, if you don't know your gift, simply ask God to show you what your gift is. Because I promise you, when God asked me to do the work with the population of women that I work with, the Work Relief Center and prison and treatment center, I fought that thing nail and tooth. You can tell me I have a gift to teach if you want to, but I just was not trying to do it. I really wasn't. And I was bucking and questioning God in every way possible. And so, Deborah, I'm going to bring you in here to talk about your gift and your talent and what that all means for you and how you started doing what it is that you do.
Well, first of all, I want to say hi to Tanya. And,
hi, Deborah.
Tanya, when she told me last night you were going to be on the show, I said, yeah, I know Tanya. I said, every time me and Tanya see each other, we have good conversation. I said, she is so intellectual. I said, I met her at school. And the Bertica, I remember you sitting in the, I think it was down there in the advisement or somewhere down there, and we was talking, and you was either getting back in school or you was doing some classes. And ever since then, every time we see one another, we have a conversation, to see you. And so when she told me that, I'm going to my phone, I'm saying, let me try to get her number. I know I had her number. And start texting, like, because I needed you to be on this show. So the world can know that God is amazing. God will take anybody, and he'll transform them into somebody so everybody can benefit. And today we're talking about how the gift God have given us, and then in the scripture talks about the rich man goes to Jesus and say, hey, Jesus, I did all you told me to do. Now, how can I get in the kingdom? God said, you did everything, but you like one thing. He said, you're rich, go and sell them to the poor. So God is saying, take your gift and use it to edify the kingdom of God, the people that's downtrodden, that's lost, that's considered the poor. He said, you got a gift. And for me, that's for me, my gift is to go and to edify those that's locked up, that's coming out, that's been in situations that I could relate to. He said, go and encourage them. You know, I gave you the gift to be an encouragement, to always never leave a person the way you find them. He always want me to lift people up, you know. I tell people, I say, I don't have a lot of time on this earth. I got probably less time ahead of me than I did behind me. And I don't want to make the cruel mistake of wasting time like I have done over
the
years.
Like we have in the past. Yeah.
Right. God is calling us to go out and if it ain't nothing but, you know, show the love of Christ, because sometimes, people won't open the Bible and see. Some people have to see us as walking epistles, you know, see us as the word and loving and being kind and being generous, and you know, and so that's what I try to do. And when I'm not hitting the target, God lets me know, hey, you're off there, you're off a little bit, you missed the target. And I have to repent and get back on course and say, okay, Lord, I was distracted a little bit, then to the left, to the right, but let me stay focused and do what you called me to do. Because without God, even coming off of this graduation, now I got the last three classes that I got to give them for summer. I'm saying, Lord, it's me again. It's me again in need of, I need whatever I need to carry me through, because it's Spanish too, and it's, you know, I got Excel going on class, and I got a capstone. So I'm saying, Lord, don't let me be overburdened. You know, let me enjoy the peace of being on this journey and also learning and trusting in you. And so when I get overwhelmed, I just say, God, help me to do what you called me to do, and help me to help somebody else. And so that's what he called us to do, to be able to set examples and to be able to admit when we're wrong and get back on course and help those that's not quite where we at or where we came from, you know, let him know that if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He's no respectable
That's
person.
Right.
And God, if you got God on your side, you got all you need. You just trust Thanks. Him and keep on moving forward. You know?
Amen.
Very
Amen.
Good.
And
Very
that,
good. Amen.
And now that Tony is on the radio, she is the one who sent me this post. And this post with these amazing words, don't stop, new day, keep it moving, heads up, do your best, dream big, smile, you're amazing. And when I found out that she wasn't acknowledging that gift, I'm like, girl, I got to get you on this radio show, because there is no coincidence that God is nudging you to be all that you can be in the gift that he has given you. And the Bible is so pointed in letting us know, and he reminds us the Lord is always with us, Deborah, and you know he's going to be right by your side helping you get through this capstone. And guys, I'm a lifelong learner, and I'm still working on the dissertation that I finished the coursework in 2015. And so you
Right.
have to be diligent. You have to be disciplined if you're going to finish what you start. Anybody can start anything, but are you going to finish
Right.
what you start? Deborah can just take the low road and say, well, you know what? I already walked across the stage. I ain't going to do this work. But no, God is always watching, and that's what we have to be cognizant about. So whether
right.
you are sure about what it is, the gifts or the purpose that God has given you, what you need to know, Proverbs 16:3 says this, commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thought shall be established. In other words, if you go to God and you ask him, Holy Spirit, show me what it is that I need to be doing. What's the next step? Where should I go? God, the Holy Spirit will direct your path, and you will end up where you're supposed to be with regards to working, with regards to pouring into God's people. He will lead the way for you. You want to say anything to that, Ms. Tony?
Yes, he absolutely will. I keep him first. Even as Deborah said, you know, every now and then I'll get distracted by something I shouldn't be and go to the wayside, and I catch myself and I ask him, God, please, no, I can't. I need to stay on this path because this has just, oh, my God, I don't even have words to describe the joy that he's put back in my life, just staying on the path. So I just continually ask him, Father, all I need is to do your will. Whatever your will is for my life, that's what I want to do. Because this works.
Amen.
You know, when we thought we knew what we wanted and what we needed and all that, that was, well, at least for me, I can't speak for anybody else. I know when I thought I knew what I wanted and what worked for me, I didn't know crap. You understand? Compared to like I said, the doors he's opened for me, the people he's put in my life, just, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm grateful for all of you guys because everybody has either a reason, a season, or a lifetime, you know. And I'm just grateful that you guys have been in my life because it's been nothing but good things, you know. And
Amen.
I have peace of mind today. And one thing he's taught me in getting older is nothing on this earth is more valuable than peace of mind. It just is, you know.
Amen.
So I'm grateful, and I'm determined
Amen.
To stay in his will until he called me home. That's just where I am.
Amen.
Where I'm gonna be.
And so the long journey, so would you ladies say the journey has been worth it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, I tell you, like Tanya said, the people he's placed in my life, the people that he's placed in my life, I was just saying to myself the other day, I said, God, you put some pretty amazing people in my path. You put some really, really, really jewels in my life, and I thank you because without you guys, where would I be? Because, you know, God don't come down and do it. He inspire other people to come and to be a part of your life so you can make it on the journey, because it's not just I, because I can't do nothing by myself. And so I thank
That's
God
right.
for putting people in my life, even the ones he put there that was like Judas. You get me?
Yeah.
Even the ones that sat to the table that didn't mean me no good. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
He had to put them there for a reason. Jesus had some Judas. He had a Judas in his life for a reason. He knew before that he was going to betray them. He had to have, because he had to exemplify how he was going to show love and treat him the same. He treated him the same all the way through. After he betrayed him with the kiss, he treated him the same all the way through. He didn't never change with Judas, and he knew Judas was going to do him wrong, was going to sell him 30 coins. He knew it. And so God has said, you can't always have people that's going to be right with you. There's some people that's going to be wrong, so you can learn how to forgive, that the act of forgiveness, and how to pray for the people that despitefully use you. And, how, you know, I had to learn that too. So I just thank God for every type of people.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I thank
Amen.
God,
just
allow me to be, to grow into maturity, to know that they got a purpose, and that he said all things. He said all, not some, not a part, not a portion. He said all things work together for the good of those who
Amen.
Are according to his purpose. So he called me for a purpose. He said all things. So when something ain't working right, when my neighbor upstairs is making noise at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I said, Lord, all things. He said, yes, Deborah, all things. When I got to come get on the couch because she's too much in the room over my head, he said, all things. You know, when my flesh rising and I want to go up there, he said, no, all things are working together. So let me mix it up so I can spit it out. You be still
Amen.
While I work. You know, so it's all things. So I just thank God for where I'm at today. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
And you know what, Deborah, that teaches us patience, too, and it teaches us to accept that we don't have to respond to life. I mean, react to life. We can
Woo!
Respond to life. And so when we get in the habit of wanting to pop off every time somebody's not pleasing us or they're doing what we don't think they should be doing, that teaches us patience. That teaches us to give people room for error. That teaches us, because humanity, we're very interesting as when it comes to humanity. And so sometimes we do things intentionally to annoy people, and then sometimes we don't even know that we are annoying people. And so, you know, if we want to pop off at people just because, you know, the environment is not the perfect environment that we want because the space that we dwell in, someone else is dwelling there. And so we want to make it about us, and it's not always about us. And so even in that too is important when it comes to having people around you when you work with flawed people, because we're all flawed. And when we learn to accept people for who they are and let people be, we are doing a service to God. People are seeing God in us when we allow people to be who they are, and we can still encourage them despite the fact that they annoy us. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just think that is an amazing example of learning to have patience with people, that what you just shared.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you spoke on.
So you got to get. We're not always going to be comfortable. And it's okay.
Oh, my God.
All things,
oh,
like
my
you
God.
Said, are working according to the good. Wherever God has allowed you to be, in whatever space God has allowed you to be in, there's a lesson in it for you. You just have to look for the lesson.
Ooh. When you spoke on neighbor having a neighbor over you at 3 or 4 in the morning, well, it wasn't 3 or 4 in the morning. It was she moved in with a little girl, and it was lovely. And then her three grown sons, she eventually slid them into the apartment. And once they came in, oh, my God, I mean, the wrestling and the bouncing the balls. And so I, at first I was trying to deal with her because she and I had conversations. And then she started sending her son to respond whenever I would text her about the noise. So this young man came and bucked up in my face, and that was the first time that was one of the times I really was cognizant that God was truly working in me, because there was a time when I would have bucked back with him. You understand? But I didn't. I listened to the young man, and I said, no, I'm not going to go home, but I'm going to pray on you. That's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Amen.
And after that, I would just email the office manager And one day, the noise was just, I mean, they gave me a migraine. It went on for like 8 straight hours. And I went to the office, and she called the lady because apparently she wasn't home, so she's not even aware of this noise they're making. And the lady wasn't aware that I was in the office, so she had her on speakerphone. And I listened to this lady assassinate my character and tell her that I be drinking, and usually when I'm drunk is when I complain. And I've been clean 8 years. When I tell you this, to hear that lady say that blatant lie about me, I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, she's just lying. Oh, my God. I don't even drink. And,
right.
You know, initially.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, initially, because the old me is, I'm not going to say that she's gone. Because I just stop now instead of falling into how I want to react to something or to people or to something somebody does or something somebody says. I take the time out now to just stop and pray. I got to pray on it. Oh, Lord, Lord, help me because I can't. So I did that.
Amen.
Instead of going up to this lady's apartment and you know, knocking on her door to ask her, why you just don't lie on me like that? You know, I didn't do it. I just didn't do it.
And thank God,
even when
God you did not. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And thank God that you did not, because oftentimes it's like throwing gas on a fire. And so thank God that we all
absolutely
do and we all
been.
Have developed. Absolutely. And thank God we have just all developed and we're growing every day and having more patience for God's people. And, you know, we are all God's people. We're not all God's children, but you have to also know, you know, sometimes people just are who they are. And we have to meet people where they are and not be so critical about people, because sometimes people do the best that they can. It's not an excuse, guys. We don't give excuses on this radio show for your bad behavior. But we do have to meet people where they are, and then we have to also think about our own safety. We have to be safe in everything that we do. And so sometimes when you're constantly throwing gas on the fire, you're just escalating the problem. But I want to get back to the topic, guys. We kind of got off topic a little bit. So I want to talk about, is it okay not to use the gift that God has given us? If you say the journey is worth it, and if you say hard work is good for us and we're not doing it, what does all of that mean? Sometimes we do need a little reminder that God is always watching. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 says this, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever ye do, do all to the glory of God. And Matthew 6:24 says this, no one can serve two masters, either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God. And the word mammoth, I looked it up yesterday, mammoth, it also means money. And so sometimes I think we as Christian people, we have a distorted perception that we are to use the gift that he has given us just to give everything away, and that it's not okay for us to reap the benefits of what God has purposed in us. And I was telling Tanya yesterday that I don't get paid to work in the ministry, but the very thing that I do in the ministry, I do in secular higher education, and I get paid for that. So what are your guys' thoughts on using the gift God has given you, not only in the ministry, but for the purpose of your career? Because we have an avocation, which is our ministry and our call on our lives, and then we have a vocation. What are you guys' thoughts on working and with that same gift, using it to serve God's people? Do you see a conflict in being able to gain an income from the gift that God has given us? I'm going to start with you, Deborah.
Well, I tell you, it's amazing you had that question, because one of my devotions, I was just trying to look back, but for sake of time, I'm going to paraphrase it. It was talking about your gift and your use in your workplace. And so in my workplace, I work with the population that's coming off of drugs, that was homeless, they have mental and substance abuse diagnosed, dual diagnosed, or whatever else they might have going on. We work with those individuals. And so I am given the task of, you know, several things. But one of the things I like the most is when they first come in, I have the most time with them. And I find myself encouraging and inspiring them and telling them, say, hey, we're not a folk style. We're not like the place on the beach, the housing on the beach or whatever. We're not a full stop, but God says don't despise small beginners. If you faithful with a little, he'll bless you with more. And so I use this as the interview tone, you know, and I usually go, you know, and I don't plan to say any of this, but when God starts, then I follow his lead. And so that's what I do is I use it. And then I don't have to apologize, and I don't have to be sneaking and doing it, because I pray, God, you open up a window and a way for I can use the gift on the job and not worry about, oh, she's preaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm encouraging. I'm inspiring. I'm sharing. You know what I mean? And I'm doing what he called me to do. And so and I get paid for it. You know what I mean? So at the same time, I ain't got to worry about the conflict. And I thank God for allowing that opportunity for me to be able to do ministry on the job with the peoples, whether you calling in, whether you coming for an interview, or whether you already in the program. You know, now don't get me wrong, it's not every time I open my mouth, it's what he laid on my heart to say, what he laid on my heart to say, and I go with his flow because he know what the people need to hear. And so that's how I use my gift in my career, all in one, and, you know, just follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit saying, say this, and I say it.
Amen. Amen. Tony, you want to chime in on that? On that concept?
Yeah, I actually, as you well know, I was conflicted about getting money for my art because I felt like it was a gift that God gave me, but I felt so comfortable in the blessings that he bestowed upon me that I just gave all my paintings away to the family and friends and, you know, like anybody that would move into their own apartment, you know. I thought I was just like moving one bird and you don't have to worry about no pictures. I got you, you know, and I would just let them come and pick out paintings that I have that they like. And so I've done that for the last 3 years. But just like Dr. Oliver, my sister in Chicago, who I also have given paintings to, she's just like Dr. Oliver. She's like, okay, so you did that because God gave you the gift. I understand that, how you feel about all that. And, okay, now enough is enough. Now it's time for you to get some benefits from all this money that you're spending on these paints and these canvases, and you know, so I'm setting up a website now. So once I get it done, I will give you the actual website so that you can announce it on your show, and then people can look and see if they like anything. And if you like something in particular, but you want it in another color, all you have to do is just let me know. So yeah,
awesome.
I was conflicted,
awesome.
And not anymore.
Job. Good job. I like it. I like it when you know what, when you know when to take, you know, to take heed to wise counsel. Because God has given you that gift, and you don't have to give everything away. And that's what mothers and daughters, the global movement is all about. The mother and daughter global movement is about mothers and daughters coming together to inspire each other to use the gifts that God has given us in order to be everything that he's called us to be, and to be able to share what he has purposed in us with each other to motivate each other to move to the next level. And that's what the organization is all about. That's what the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network is about. That's what the Matriarch Now is about. It's about inspiring each other to be all that God has called us to be. Ecclesiastes 3:13 says that each of them may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their toil. This is a gift from God. Hard work and being able to enjoy good food and good drinks is a gift from God. But when we don't use the gift that he has given us, I think, I don't know if God is offended. I can't say our Heavenly Father is offended by anything that we do, but I can only imagine that he's displeased that he's given us all these gifts and we're sitting on these gifts. And so sometimes we do need a reminder. Sometimes we always have to know that God is watching us. He knows what we can do and what we can't do. You say, a lot of people don't use their gifts because they're saying that, as Deborah mentioned earlier, they're disabled. But can you use the part of the body that he's given you that's gifted? You understand? Mm-hmm. And so when I saw all of your artwork, I just had to call you on the carpet because, you know, I don't make any qualms about motivating you the way that I do. And I'm like Deborah on the job, whether I'm in ministry or at somebody's a secular institution, I'm always motivating. I'm always using the word of God in order to back up what I'm saying because I never want you to take the words from me. God, that's why God tells us to study to show ourselves approved. When you know better, you do better. When you don't know, you can't do. And so we have a responsibility to know what God says about the gifts and the talents that he has given us in order that we can be everything that he's called us to be. So if the long journey is worth the reward, then, guys, 2 Timothy 4:7 says this, and I'm going to leave you with this. I have fought a good fight. When you leave this world, will you be able to say that you've done everything with the gifts and talents that God has given you? Can you honestly say that you use it to your full potential? And if you finish the course by keeping the faith and trusting the Holy Spirit to guide you, you will never go wrong with the gifts and talents that God has given you because you're going to be so cognizant of the fact that God gave you this gift, that you're not going to have any issues using that gift. Deborah, you have anything to say before we close out?
Yeah, I found the devotion I was talking about, and this is from Dr. Eric Jones in Hollandale, Florida. He has a devotion out, and so he was talking about Peter in the boat, and so when Jesus got on Peter's boat, he said, cast your net over. And Peter said, we've been doing this all night, ain't caught nothing. He said, cast your net over there. And then they got caught so much that the net almost broke. What Jesus is saying is take your gift and put it where I tell you to put it and use it how I tell you to put it, and I'll bless you. So what God is saying is I gave you a gift, and if you let me guide and direct you, you will not only bless from the gift, but the gift will be a blessing to many others. So he's nothing wrong with blessing somebody with some, but he's saying he wants you to be able to give it to him, like give it to him and watch him bless you abundantly because he wants us to be blessed. And so that's what I say when I go somewhere and I have to speak or tell, and I ask God, I say, God, I don't know everything. I don't know half of what I need to know. I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. I'm not the black crayon or the blue crayon, but I'm not the brightest crayon in the box. So I need you to help me do this thing you called me to do. And once again, give the gift back to God and let God help me use it. Because every time is a different scenario. I can't treat every case the same. Can't treat every engagement the same. So I just give it back to God. I say, okay, God, here we go. You use me. I done wrote a whole bunch of stuff, but if you want me to go from where I go from, then you got to lead me. Half a time, I only go through the first line of the paper to talk, and God take me all the way, you know.
I'm sorry, guys, we're running over time. I want to thank you, Tony, for coming and spending your Saturday morning with an hour of your time with us. We appreciate you. We know how awesome you are. We can't wait to see where God's going to take you and where he's going to lead you to show off your amazing artwork. Deborah, you continue to do what you're doing because you ladies, guess what? If I had continued to deny the gift that God had in me, I would not have met either one of you amazing women. I thank God that I humbled myself when he was calling me to do what I do with work with the population of women that I work with because I have met some of the most amazing women places and they have some of the most amazing gifts, audience. I tell you, there are no words. I just love you ladies to pieces. I thank you, God. You
love
guys
you
think
God
that
too.
You guys thank me for being in your life. I thank y'all for being in my life because y'all give me life when y'all speak into my life, and this is worth it. When the mother and daughter of Faith Trust Ministry go into these places and we meet you amazing people, amazing daughters of God, you guys don't know what y'all do for us because that's our pay. You understand? When we see the gifts and the talents that come out in you guys, man, you can't ask for anything more. You can't.
Amen.
So we want to thank you guys for joining us. We love you guys. Dr. Fletcher, if you can hear us, shut us down. And we love you, audience, and we'll see you guys next week. Same place, same channel. The mother
thank
and
you.
Daughter.
All right, sweetie. You can
guys
have
to
a
the
day.
Mother-Daughter Bonding Network
all
with
right.
your host,
you.
Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show, ladies. Goodbye, audience.
Goodbye, audience. Thank you, Tanya. Bye-bye, Cynthia. Love you.
Thank you, Miss Tanya. Love you, ladies.